ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Tomorrow, the High Court will hold another hearing in another case involving asylum seekers that are held in indefinite detention that could see more asylum seekers released from indefinite detention. We're going to bring you our political analysis. Anna Henderson is the Chief Political Correspondent with SBS. Anna, thank you for your time. What are we expecting tomorrow?
It is actually hard to say what will happen tomorrow, Patricia, because we did have that quite unusual situation last year in relation to the indefinite detention decision from the court that came out really quickly and unexpectedly. And really the government didn't seem prepared for that. And so there's the possibility that again tomorrow, when this new case relating to a person who doesn't want to be deported to Iran for a variety of reasons, but that says that they would face persecution, that their case could be back in court and potentially dealt with very quickly. But there is a question about whether or not this could take substantially more time for the court to come to a final decision on. But of course, the government is on alert that tomorrow this could be resolved. And we heard yesterday in this committee hearing looking at the legislation that the government is considering at the moment that it could be incredibly broad-ranging, these changes that the government wants to bring in. If it's not decided tomorrow and there's another date set, we could see Parliament even recalled if Labor thinks there's a way it can get that legislation through.
And is there any evidence that if they were to recall Parliament, they'd have more success?
Not really. I think what we saw yesterday was actually confirmation for the coalition from the Home Affairs Department that their concerns that they're raising about whether or not people smugglers, for example, could use the changes Labor wants to put in place to sort of market to people from these particular countries. There was an admission really from Home Affairs that that is possible. So in a way, the coalition has even more ammunition to say that these laws need to be tested further and that the inquiry process needs to, you know, go through all the motions. At this stage, I don't think they're in any way assured that they should support the bill.
Now, it's been one of the nation's biggest stories for 3 years, and it helped really to spark a major cultural moment within Parliament, but I think more broadly among women. Has there been much political reaction to the defamation trial of Bruce Lehrman?
Yeah, in a different week, this would be the top story across the country, and yet there's so much going on, so much trauma and sadness in Sydney in particular. And of course, this case continues to have ramifications in Canberra, but I think we're seeing a more a slower process of getting to the political reaction. So we're still yet to hear, for example, from the Prime Minister in terms of responding to this, but I think he's doing a couple of media interviews this morning, so I'd expect we'll hear from Anthony Albanese and, of course, from the rest of the senior kind of political class in response to what's happened. And really, this has been something which has hung over Parliament House in Canberra for many years now, and the twists and turns, while they have been very compelling, at the heart of this has been just a very sad situation, and certainly something that has made change inside the building. It has definitely led to change in the practices of how Parliament House operates and the way that politicians and really people working in the building conduct themselves. There are standards which are being set now about how to behave in the nation's capital on taxpayer money. And that certainly has been, I suppose, one thing to look at in terms of something that's come out of this that has led to positive change.
I think that's right, Anna. I think often people in the community will say to me, oh, nothing's changed, has it? And I think actually that's not the story. That's not to say that there are no incidents or nothing that happens, which is unacceptable. But there has been a really seismic change in Parliament House, hasn't there?
It does feel that way. But yesterday as well, as I was listening to Justice Lee talking about this case again, I was reminded of people who I know who work in politics who say that, you know, they and their friends would in no way be compelled or think it was the right course of action now to come forward with an allegation because of what's unfolded. They have no interest in seeing themselves put through that process as well. So in a way, change has been made, but also this whole process and the process of justice has really dissuaded a lot of other people from thinking that's a road they would go down if they had a serious complaint to make.
Thank you so much for your time, Anna.
Thank you.
Anna Henderson is the Chief Political Correspondent with SBS. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.